Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, down at the World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. We are live on location here at Hayward, Wisconsin, up north of the home of WBZH, the Buzz of the North in downtown Hayward, home of the Birkebeiner Ski Race. The 50th anniversary coming up this month, next month in February, end of February. And we're going to try to make it back up here and do a little Birkebeiner coverage, but wanted to test everything out and also just kind of continue our northern Wisconsin tour this week. Been to what? Green Bay, Shawano, Wausau, Superior, and now Hayward. That's not bad. Not bad little week there, is it, Mr. Zommers?
Nice little tour, a nice little circuit.
Yeah, absolutely. And a beautiful, beautiful scenery, beautiful people, and just appreciate all the hospitality. And of course, appreciate all of you for listening as well. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, is going to join us and take a look at what's been happening this week or the last couple of weeks in the news. Real headlines, or at least real people doing goofy things. And it's always a good way to end the week. And we'll try to fit in a little board game of the week with Mr. Zommers as well before we call it a week on the road here from northern Wisconsin. Right now, I want to get back into it. Your phone calls, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Trump came out with a video saying how he planned to dismantle the quote-unquote deep state. We're going to give you a taste of it. We're going to run down some of these things, tell you what Wisconsin congressmen are saying about it, and take your phone calls as well. But understand we have a couple of phone calls now. I want to check in with Carmella in Milwaukee, who is on the line. Want to weigh in what we were talking about last hour, and that is, to quote Taylor Swift, why you got to be so mean? Republicans attacking women, equating them to animals, played the cut from former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, equating marriage equality to clocks and tables. And of course, people making fun of Joe Biden having a little stutter, which of course he's had a stutter since he was born and has done fantastic. The man became president. I think he overcame his stutter pretty well, but because it still appears now and again, like it did for literally a sentence yesterday, people are making fun of him, trying to say he's incompetent because the man has a speech impediment. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go to Carmella in Milwaukee, listening in on WAUK in Waukesha, the Shaw. Carmella, thanks for listening. What say you?
I say that I believe that they had to dehumanize and demoralize every one of your examples that you talked about last hour. That's exactly what they're doing, to comparing us humans to animals. That's dehumanizing. And then Rebecca Clayfish talking about marrying inanimate objects. It's just, that's demoralizing. And Trump and others making fun of the stuttering. I called in a couple weeks ago, and my fiance listened to the podcast, and I heard myself, and I was not stuttering, but I was going a lot. So your brain a lot of times just can't catch up. You have a thought, and for people to make fun of something like that, I just think it's reprehensible. But it seems to be the norm these days. And Trump, when he was campaigning, and even president, making fun of handicap, disabilities, you know, groups as a whole. I don't understand. There's no consequence for people to do this. And especially, I think Karina brought up about social media, and it gives people free rein to do this. And it's like, just stop. I every time I turn on anything, and this is why I go to you, to Civic Media, all of you. I also wanted to commend you. The more I hear about you, and your story, you know, learning that you stuttered, or a couple of weeks ago, learning that you were gay. You've talked about being a Republican and why you switched. that makes a difference to me, the story behind it. And then I get an informed perspective. It's not just one perspective. And so I just wanted to say thank you for that. And I'm perplexed about what's going on these days and why it seems or appears that nobody has consequences for their actions and words. And it concerns me.
Carmela, I really appreciate the kind thoughts, first and foremost. But, you know, I'm one person, right? Like everybody. You know, I love this saying, Robin Roberts, the great Robin Roberts of ABC. She wrote one of her books that her mom used to tell her, you know what? Everybody's got something. And I just love that because it's so true, right? We all go through a journey. We all face things in our lives that sometimes very few, if anybody else, knows about. And I think it's just a great reminder when we see someone on the street, when we encounter them at the grocery store, when we're standing in line, when we're on the phone, check our own stuff at the door because we don't know what that other person is going through. So I really appreciate the kind words. Thank you so much. But I think it's just representative of everybody, right? We all have something. And I think we each bring that to the table. And that's what makes this show great, is that I get to hear from all of you across the country, across the state, across the world, to call in and we can have this discussion and learn from one another. And again, being on the road all week and traveling across Wisconsin has just solidified my belief in the people of Wisconsin. We're good folks for the very most part. Yeah, there's a couple of goofy bad apples in the bunch. But for the most part, we all want the same thing. We want good public schools for our kids to go there and be safe and learn and be successful. We want health care. We want to be able to go fish in clean lakes and rivers. We want to be able to enjoy clean air. We want to be able to have a job that pays well and affordable living. A lot of great working people in Wisconsin that just want to enjoy the freedom of being able to work and play and live. That's what binds us together. We're more alike than we are different. And we can't allow politicians that want to divide us to go in and do that. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Joe in Madison, who's on the line listening to WMDX. Joe, thanks for listening. What say you?
I'd like to comment on the issue of stuttering. I particularly appreciated the last words from the previous caller who spoke of this language that's used as being, number one, dehumanizing. Absolutely. It's equating, you know, women with the livestock, the comments that were made about abortion, and demoralizing in terms of comments by the describing gay people as not unlike a chair or a table. And I think it's also a good way to describe it is it's the way of the bully. It's the way of the bully. And, it's time to combat that in a really aggressive way. I would bring up in terms of President Biden stuttering, it's something that he has been open about and he talks about, and he talks about what he does to combat it and the fact that he mentors other people. And I know that Sarah Huckabee Sanders got on him the last time he was running and made fun of him. And an interesting person then dumped on her, and that was Sully Sullenberg, the pilot from landing the plane in the Hudson, very accomplished pilot, obviously. He's a stutterer, along with a lot of other people, like Tiger Woods, like Julia Roberts, like Samuel Jackson, like Nicole Kidman, like B.B. King, like Winston Churchill. I mean, it's a large group of people. I thought it was really great that Sullenberg caught her and challenged her in what she said, and she apologized, and Biden then responded, well, I know what I like to do is something called empathy, and which I thought was really a great way to put it. Yeah. There is a wonderful YouTube, if you want to check it out, folks. It's Biden met a young man, 13 years old. His name is Brandon Harrington, and he's a stutterer, and he mentioned it to President Biden that he was then candidate Biden running for office, and Biden was so kind and thoughtful for him. He got his phone number. He said, I'm going to talk to you. He said, I mentor other people who have problems with stuttering. And he sat him down and showed how he took documents and would basically put in his breath points that he needed in order to slow down his stuttering. And this kid Brandon Harrington, just check out the YouTube. It's really a remarkable piece to see what a kind, empathetic guy can give us. And it's not the way of the bully. It's the way of moving forward in a large group of people all working on the same thing to make life better for all of us. And so I think this affords us an opportunity to think very deeply about other people and what they're coping with. And whoever made those comments about his stuttering, man, what if it was your kid? What if it's your brother? Yeah. What if it's your husband? I mean, think again. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Appreciate it,
Todd. Hey, Joe, I appreciate you so much. You're one of my favorite callers, and I've heard you call into a Matt Flynn show and others, and I love it when our callers bring information that could be used by all of us. And so, Joe, I just appreciate you so much. Thank you for your listenership. Thanks for calling in. And yes, that video of President Biden, then candidate Biden, meeting Brandon Harrington, it's emotional and it's touching. And the thing
and you
is
can also look
that
for it
people
in the
around
podcast description for today's show. I'll have a link in there.
All right. Very good. That's fantastic. Mr. Somers will put it in the podcast, a link in there. But the thing is that people around Biden, reporters around him, his staff said, look, that wasn't just an election thing. Like, oh, here, let me mentor this young kid who stutters. That he's done this ever since he was a senator, vice president, when he was out of office, that this is something Joe Biden truly believes. And I said this yesterday. I said, look, I've been in a room. I've seen Joe Biden speak once in Madison. And he spoke for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And for about 7 of those minutes, he was the quote unquote Uncle Joe, kind of the feisty guy, you know, going at it, you know. Give me my word as a Biden, you know, that kind of stuff. I love that stuff, by the way. But for the rest of it, it was like, come on, man. You know, we can't hate each other. You know, the neighbor across the street isn't your enemy. It's your neighbor. And then he stuck around and worked the line for at least another 20 minutes, taking selfies. He's a great selfie taker, by the way. And just talking to people. And he has an empathy. In addition to what Joe said, and Mr. Somers will put this in the show notes, I would also encourage you to check out the article in The Atlantic by John Hendrickson. John Hendrickson, HendrickSon. And it's called What Joe Biden Can't Bring Himself to Say. His verbal stutters have voters worried about his mental fitness. They'd be more understanding if they knew he's still fighting a stutter. And the great thing about this article is that the author, John Hendrickson, is also a stutterer. It's a phenomenal article in The Atlantic from 2020. Encourage you to check it out. Encourage you to come on back on the other side. We're live from Hayward. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it has led us as to beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. We are in downtown Hayward at the home studios of WBZH, the Buzz of the North, our station up here, our news talk station on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Zomers back at the world headquarters in Madison. Glad to have you along on a Friday. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Peter Rapine of EPOM's World is going to check in with a little week in review, and we'll try to squeeze in a board game of the week as well with Mr. Zomers. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967 2789-844-967-2789. Carol, listening in on the home station, WMDX, back in Madison. Carol, thanks for listening. What say you?
You know, it strikes me that some of these people who have to basically bully others and squash them down, they have such a low opinion of themselves that they have to literally punch down on others in order to feel good about themselves. And I wish that there's a way in which we could all lift each other up and feed each other's self-esteem rather than having to resort to bullying others. It just for the mental health of our world, it really upsets me.
Yeah. Carol, you bring up a great point. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Carol brings this up. The other side of the Democrats, the Republicans, they got nothing. Okay, I used to belong to the Republican Party for 30 years, left in 2011. Whether you agreed with them or not, they actually were ideas. All right? They actually had I mean, you can say what you want about Newt Gingrich, and I'm certainly no fan anymore. But Newt Gingrich had something, the contract with America. Some people would say it was a contract on America. But you know what? It was a plan. One of those was, you know, putting on term limits. Now, that never happened, thanks to both Republicans and Democrats. But things like that, that American people can say, yeah, I go along with that. Look, there's a plan to make things better, a positive thing. The Republicans have no positive agenda. They can't present us with anyone to say, here's how we're going to make our lives better. It's all about tearing others down. It's a negative agenda, and Carol's absolutely right. The Republican leadership, I'm not talking about your local register of deeds. I'm talking about the Republican leadership, the MAGA leadership in Washington, D.C., and in Madison, in the state capitol, the Republican leadership. They have no ideas. And so they're small. They're scared. They have no chutzpah. They have no balls. They just want to go after people. Because if they had courage, if they had a spine, they would stand up to this crap. They would have stood up to it in 2016. But they have let Trump take over the party. There is no Republican Party anymore. It is in name only, to use a rhino phrase. It is the MAGA Party. It is the party of Donald Trump. I want to play this before we run out of time. We're not going to use the whole thing, don't worry. But I want to give you the start, a taste of something that Trump put out last couple of days. His plan to dismantle the deep state, as he calls it. Here is just a snippet. Don't turn this off. I won't let it run long, but I want to have you hear it in his own words.
My plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all, and corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled, so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoax.
That's enough of that, Mr. Zomers. I appreciate it. I wanted to give you a sense of this, all right? I wanted to let you know this is a real thing. It really happened. He really said this stuff. If you listened, I think most people probably got this. What he's talking about is unmitigated power. As I said before, look, Hayward's a beautiful place up here. But you can't just drop your robe in your cabin and go down to the dock naked every morning and sit in your boat and have a cigarette and have a beer. Your neighbors might get a little upset. Now, maybe if you have a nice hedge or something, that's fine. There are rules and laws and ordinances that we as a society, as Americans, have agreed to follow. There was a time in this country where nepotism was rampant. If you were the second cousin of the mayor, you can get a job. Didn't matter your qualifications. If you were a friend of the president, didn't matter your qualifications, just nepotism. This is the mob, right? Thugs, power people. And this is what Donald Trump is telling us before he even is in power again, what he will do. If people tell you what they are, believe them. I think it was Dr. Maya Angelou said something like that. So what Trump is talking about doing here is forget the laws. Forget what we call civil service. I know that's kind of complex and people, what's civil service? It basically means it was put in place so that you can't have your second or third cousin get a job for which they're not qualified. And even worse, in politics, what Trump is talking about here is going after people who disagree with him politically, regardless of how well they're doing their job. He puts out 10 of these yesterday. 10 of them. That he calls, you know, draining the swamp. And what does Derek Van Orten, the third congressional district congressman from the western part of the state, say? He retweets this. This is a right-leaning thing called Leading Report. They put out all 10 of these things and the video that we just played in part for you. And Derek Van Orten says, quote, who can say that any of these things are bad for America? Unquote. Well, Congressman Van Orten, I do. And I hope that people, look, Derek Van Orten's going to go around to a lot of sheriffs in counties like Richland and Vernon, Crawford, La Crosse, Monroe, Eau Claire. He's going to ask Republican sheriffs, Republicans in the courthouse to endorse him. And I hope that local elected officials who happen to be Republican think about this. And think about that if you endorse Derek Van Orten, you're endorsing all this craziness. You're endorsing Trump. You're endorsing MAGA. I don't think that'll bode well for you at the polls. Back on the other side with our friend Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. We are live from Hayward, Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allbowles Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from Hayward, Wisconsin, the home of WBZH, the buzz of the north, here on the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. There's something in the wind, maybe not dust. Welcome back to the show. It's always our pleasure each and every other Friday to welcome Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, a great website if you have not looked at it. And if you haven't looked at it lately, like I've been a minute, maybe been a few days, and I open it up and here's a beautiful new redesign. Peter Rapine joins us. Peter, welcome back to the show. How the heck are you?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me back. Doing great, you know, winding down. Final couple of hours of a long and stinky week, as we'll get into.
It's been kind of a serious show. We've talked about a lot of big issues and a lot of serious stuff. But, you know, like we say, we pursue the truth wherever it may lead and have some fun doing it. And it's a great way to end a Friday by just saying, you know what, let's forget the heavier headlines of the week for just a moment, put them aside, and look at the lighter headlines of the week. And, of course, EPOM's World, these are things that are not fiction. You have found actual stories involving yes. actual people, right?
Yes, everything that we run is legit. We like to take a fun angle with it, but everything that we're going to talk about today is actually real, happened in the news. And it's funny, inherently.
I think human nature is funny, right? We're just, you know, out there in nature. So let's start this off. Here's a headline. This is fantastic. You might notice a theme, folks. Here's the headline, quote, man farts on people for internet cloud.
Yes. So this one, it's a YouTube prankster, and his prank is he is in a Walmart or a CVS or, you know, some grocery store, and he tricks people into thinking that they're partaking in a game. And so he gets them to kneel down and to point at the camera like he's going to take a photo of them. But then he walks up to them and basically farts in their face.
Oh, my God.
And it goes as
this is a grown man, for goodness sake.
Yeah, he's probably 18, 19 years old. You know, he's probably on the younger side.
Right, but he's...
And the people he farts on react as you would probably react yourself if you got farted on by a stranger in public after already getting pranked into doing so.
But that's the key, by a stranger in public. You know, now I could sit here and say this is funny because it didn't happen to me, but good Lord, if I was the person that, I mean, I would just, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, word to the wise. If you're in public and someone with a TikTok haircut, which looks like a bowl of noodles on their heads, walk up to you and ask you to do something on camera, just say no thank you and go about your day. You never know what you're going to end up doing or end up being on the
receiving end. It's like your grandpa who came over and said, here, pull my finger. Just don't do it.
Right? Exactly. But for millions of people on the internet, right? The whole world gets to laugh at you and go, ha-ha, you got farted on.
Yeah, at least at grandpa's house, it was just you and my grandma and say, Warren, honestly. Oh, my grandpa was a prankster. But so word to the wise, just say no. Always a good idea, right? Just say no.
Yeah, be polite. But if they're under the age of 25 and holding a cell phone, it's best to walk away.
Right.
Well, nothing bad is going to happen to you if you walk away.
And nothing good will probably happen, but if you say yes.
Yeah, if you've indulged them in their TikTok career.
Yeah, the TikTokers, good gravy. All right, there is a theme here. I was just on an airline here, on an airplane here last week, Peter. I went up to Denver, and, you know, there are certain airplane etiquette, and here again from EPOM's World, a headline, American Airlines passenger reportedly yanked from a flight for farting.
Yes. This one is obviously a situation you don't really want to be in. It seems like these days airlines are crazy, both inside and outside. So if you're on a flight that isn't falling apart, there's probably some chaos going on next to you with you, whoever your seatmate is. But this guy, honestly, to his credit, he did something I don't think anyone else has done. He got kicked off of a plane for farting one time, one single fart. Was so gross, so vile that the plane taxied back to the gate, kicked him off, and then went where it was trying to go. Which, to his credit, we tip our hat to you, good sir.
Now, Steve, this brings up several questions for me. Number one, maybe, I mean, look, we've all kind of, you have something under your seat, and you're like, oh, I want to grab my headphones before we take off. And you bend over, and I mean... You know, once it's human nature. You let one slip. I mean, was it that? Or was he just looking at the person next to him that had, you know, maybe it was like somebody that had a Make America Great Again hat on, and the guy was a Biden supporter, and he just let one rip? Or vice versa. I don't know. I mean, was this intentional gas passing? That's my question.
Yes, it was intentional. I guess the guy in question had been causing a stink, pun unintended, for other reasons. He was being obnoxious. He was loud. And then he was complaining at one point about the person next to him eating something smelly. And so he says, how do you like this? And he rips a fart. At which point, you know, you don't want to sit next to that guy for an extended period of time, I don't think.
But see, now this brings up, Jeff Perry checked in on Facebook, says, Todd, your show is always good, but this segment is a gas. Good job there, Mrs. Amers, on the rim shot. But see, this brings up some big questions for me about airplane etiquette, because to the guy's point a little bit, sometimes because now airplane food is so expensive and so people buy things in the terminal and then walk on and eat it. And I mean, sometimes you're sitting next to someone and it's, you know, I don't know, it's like, you know, baked salmon with broccoli. It's like, I don't want to smell that for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I would rather, yes or no, Peter Rapine, sit next to someone with salmon and broccoli for 3 hours or one good fart and get out of the way.
One good fart. Yeah. I'm taking
me too. 100%. Because it will pass.
Because if I'm on a plane, most of the times I don't have a tuna sandwich that I can bring out to like fight that person.
Right.
But I could pass some gas if I had to, right? I could dish it out.
There's another interesting question. Can you pass gas on demand?
Oh, no. No, I don't think I can.
I can't either. But I think there are people that can.
Probably that TikToker who's pranking people in the grocery store.
Like, she'll probably kill me for saying this, but my sister can almost belch on demand. She has
I can do that.
I can't really. Really? You can do that?
Yeah. So I was taught how to burp on command by a babysitter I had when I was in middle school.
I'm sure that babysitter was hired repeatedly.
Well, my parents actually loved her. Yeah, she was great. Kim, if you're listening, thank you. Yeah. You want to hear?
Sure. Why? Give us a belch. Nicely done. That's impressive. Not only were you're a writer, you're an on-demand belcher.
I can keep going. I know there's time to be honest.
By the way, this is the only thing on civic media right now. People belching. this brings up again airplane etiquette. I mean, I had a guy next to me. Here, we're getting ready to before we got on the plane, and I got up because I was going to be polite and checked my. It was a smaller plane, so I checked my carry-on, so I wouldn't have to try to jam it in a small space. Yeah. And so I get up, and some dude comes and takes my chair. I thought, he's a jerk. Guess what? He sat next to me on the flight. I'm like, out of 100 people, that's the guy I get next to. And then we're into the old elbow space, right? Because there was two seats, and then it's like, who gets the middle elbow? What's your thoughts on that, Peter?
Right? I don't know who gets the middle elbow seat. I think if you're the person sitting in the middle, you might be entitled to both of those because you're already in the worst of the three seats, I think.
Sure.
Depending, I like a window seat. Personally, I always prefer an aisle seat. I think if someone is in the middle, you kind of can give them both.
I agree. I was only two seats on one side, so it's just the two of you. There's no middle person.
You got enough about that point.
Well, I'm sorry this man got thrown off, but it sounds like it was for the best because, you know, it was only going to go downhill. That would be an interesting statistic from the FAA. How many planes have had to return to gate because of a chronic fart?
Yeah, probably not a ton. I mean, there was a story a couple months ago of a plane that had to make an emergency landing after someone had diarrhea all throughout the cabin.
Oh, I saw that.
So it definitely has been a rough stretch for flying. Yeah.
Let alone doors coming off.
You exactly. Know what I mean? I know. Which I
guess. All right. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to lead into something else.
So we got another story here. A woman finds trash bag in her McFlurry. Now, explain to people what a McFlurry is and how in the world did a trash bag get in there?
Yeah, so if you've ever been lucky enough to go to McDonald's when the ice cream machine is actually working, most of the times they're not.
Good point.
And you've ever ordered a McFlurry, you know how delicious they are.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a short video of a woman pulling what looks to be a trash bag out of her McFlurry.
That's
crazy. Don't know all the context. It seems like kind of a far stretch to imagine that happened accidentally. I mean, you know, not to say that it couldn't have. I think should take with a grain of salt. But yeah, the last thing that you want after going, oh, the McDonald's McFlurry machine is working today, and then, oh no, there's a trash bag in mine. It's a bummer.
Because I know, like, sometimes the ice cream or whatever it is at McDonald's mixes come like in a white bag, and they put it in the top. Maybe it was like that bag that fell in the machine.
Could have been.
I don't know. It seems complicated to me.
Yeah, well, poor lady, yeah.
Poor lady.
Not something you want to have happen to you. Yeah.
No. But I usually go to Culver's, but I have to admit, like a caramel sundae at McDonald's, I don't know why, what's in the caramel, what's whatever they call that that's not really ice cream, but it is delicious. It is. Mm-hmm. I can't say it's not.
Oh, totally, yeah. So. I know. McDonald's is not paying me to say this, but the McFlurry is. One of their best inventions.
Really? I've had the caramel sundae. I'm not sure I've ever had a trash bagless McFlurry. All right, here's something I've seen similar things. I'm not sure this exact thing, but I actually love this one. Dude plays guitar while getting brain surgery.
Yeah. And so this guy isn't obviously the first person who's undergone this. But I guess when brain surgeries are done, surgeons like people to be engaged so that they can tell how much of your brain to take away, right? They don't want to take away someone's ability to play the guitar or play the violin. But yeah, it's a guy down in Florida who got some brain surgery done, and the whole time he's playing System of a Down, which is just like pretty great.
Wow.
Seems like the surgery went well for him.
And good for him. But this fascinates me because the brain is just one of those organs that science and medicine still can't fully explain, right? And to be on a table to have your scalp open and be playing a guitar while they work on your brain, I mean, that just blows my mind, pun intended. But I mean, it's phenomenal this guy got help, but he's okay. But I mean, wow, that would freak me out. Like if I'm in the surgery room and seeing this, I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah. Also, like, what a great way to spend a surgery. You know, hey, just play the guitar. Yes. Or like, here's a controller. Play a video game. Do whatever you want. It's like, you should bring this to the dentist's office, you know?
I want to pass this on because one of our longtime listeners, Rico, from Rock County, down by Janesville down there, great guy, calls him a lot, Rico. He sends this back to our flatulation story. Says, I learned as a young child, if you punch yourself in the butt several times, you can induce flatulation. I did not know this.
I think that requires some research. Yeah. No, I've never heard of it. I've never heard of anyone who can truly fart on command.
On demand, yeah. Well, Rico, that's fine. These are why we have great listeners.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we had two great callers.
I'm going to have to test that one later once I'm off.
You're going to try? Maybe I'll try. I'm here alone at the Hayward Station. So, all right, here, a couple minutes. Let's see if we got time. I guess we'll tease it. We'll come back on the other side. Another medical story. And this one, nurse carrying the biggest turd ever? It's a real thing, right?
Yeah.
It's a real thing. All right,
it's
stay tuned.
Exactly what you'd think. It's a nurse carrying.
Peter Rapine on the other side. Week in review. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Ball Show on location in Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back to the show. We are live here on location, the Todd Ball Show from the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, Matt Flynn Direct takes over these airwaves next hour right after the news and weather at the top of the hour. Matt Flynn Direct always bringing you to the front lines of history being made. 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Peter Rapine from EPOM's World joins us every other Friday to look at the week in review. Again, these are real headlines. We are not making this up. This is real stuff that people have actually done or have actually happened. And you aggregate all this at EPOM's World. People should check it out. And we have a Peter Rapine. Sorry, quickly now, because Mom has weighed in. And she has asked me to go on to another topic, but I've teased it, so I can't not talk about it. So, but this is a real headline. So let's wrap this one up quick. Nurse carrying the biggest turd ever.
Yes. For one, nurses don't get paid enough.
Exactly.
This woman deserves everything. It's a photo, and it's a couple years old, but regardless, it's really funny. It's a photo of her walking down the hallway with a chamber pot in her hand, and just the largest turd you could imagine. Picture it in your head and then make that picture five times the size. And the look on her face is exactly what I said, is I don't get paid enough to do this.
And whoever
moved this bowel was lucky that they were in the hospital when they did it.
Right.
If they weren't, they would have to go afterwards.
And that's the point of this story, that nurses, that our healthcare professionals, are not getting paid. Some of these people aren't even making a living wage, for goodness sake. And they're having to do jobs like this in order to, and the human body is not always a clean and pretty thing. No. And they do this and they put up with it and they help people in need. Mm-hmm. And my aunt was a nurse, and I, you know, nurses do not get paid enough. So there you go. Absolutely. All right, you've got a couple that you want to touch on as well, Peter Ray Pine. What do you got next for us?
Yeah, okay. So headline, pastor accused of $1.3 million crypto scam says God told him to do it.
$1.3 million?
$1 million crypto scam. So
people, explain what crypto is quickly for people who don't know what crypto is.
All right, so crypto is like just BS, and it's a fake coin. It's an investment asset that you can buy into, and right, anyone can make one, right? We can make one for Ebom's world. Right. We can make one for
anyone. There's no tangible
value to it whatsoever. Right. So this guy set up a crypto coin. Yeah. And a bunch of people invested in it. Millions of dollars were invested into the coin, and he took out $1.3 million of this coin for his own reasons. I think he spent some $800,000 on a home remodel. But the icing on the cake is he made a video where he addresses the allegations, and he says, God told us to do this. God said it was the right time for us to remodel our house. So who am I to judge what God wants me to do?
This is what, and people wonder why churches are struggling to get membership these days. It's because you have goofballs like this who are telling him that God told him to raise $1 million, and God told me it was time to put $800,000 into my house. Just coincidentally, just worked out that way.
Honestly, if anything, it makes me want to start my own church and a crypto coin.
Right.
Good side hustle.
And it's too bad for the Lutherans and the Methodists and the Catholics who are doing good work in their community who aren't doing that kind of stuff. But it's ridiculous. All right, that's a great one. I was up in Superior, and their CBS channel still is carrying the 700 Club the middle of the morning. I couldn't believe this, that it was still on the air. I mean, talk about a scam. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, seriously.
What do you got next?
One of my favorites from the week is, so there's a job listing in China where it doesn't pay a ton, but if you like hanging out with people, tourists, and you like eating bananas, this might be the right job for you. So headline is, our dream job is working as China's Monkey King. And it's a role where a human actor dresses up as a monkey. They go hide in between a facade of rocks, and tourists walk by all day, feeding you bananas and other treats. It's just probably the perfect job. People say I don't dream of work, but I would do this, and I would probably do it for less.
You do it?
$100 a month. Oh yeah, eat bananas.
So
all
you
day,
dress. This is a human being dresses up in a monkey suit, and then tourists come by and feed you bananas.
Yeah. Exactly.
At what point are you full? Like what happens if you're like, I can't eat another banana? And the tourist's like, come on, little monkey, eat a banana.
Well, if you're having that problem, I think you chose the wrong career.
I guess you really have to like bananas.
You really have to like bananas. Yeah. Yeah, China, for all the flack China gets, they are pretty advanced in some ways.
It's in China now.
Yeah, it's in China. Yeah.
In a zoo?
It's not a zoo. I think it's a state park. Yeah.
Oh, a state park in China. Yeah. Where you dress up as a monkey.
Yeah.
And they feed you bananas.
It's great. It's great.
It's good work if you can get it.
And the funniest part of the story is the video is the video in the article, because the guy is having a ball. He looks ridiculous, and he's just a bunch of little kids shoving bananas in his face.
Here's somebody who says, Andrew from Maine texting in on the text line says, on the monkey story, in the United States, we call that being a member of Congress. Look at that. Andrew from Maine writing his jokes.
Yeah, that's great. You get paid a whole lot more.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. About a minute or so left here, Peter Ray Palm. Any other headlines or goofy things in America that have grabbed your attention this week or two?
Yes, this one is more of an assignment for people listening to go out and do their own research. But if you're excited for Dune 2, that's coming out in March, which I am incredibly excited for Dune 2. There's a new collector's edition popcorn container that you're going to want to get your hands and something else on. That's all I'm going to say. Go to your nearest web browser, type in Dune 2 popcorn, and sit back and thank me later.
It is a provocative device. Can we yeah. say that?
We can say we can say that at the least. People are having very bad thoughts about it online, is all I'll say.
I mean, if Pee Wee Herman had only had that at the theater back in the day, but you know, anyway. Well, Peter, it's always great to talk to you, and it's always a pleasure to get this news of the human psyche, things that people are just goofy and do themselves, and you report it to us.
Thanks, Todd. It's always a blast coming on.
Hey, always a blast to have you. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all of this at epomsworld.com. Thanks a lot, Peter. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And thanks to all of you. Thanks to Mr. Zomers for a great job back in Madison. All the callers, we love you. And the folks up here in Hayward, Wisconsin, we appreciate you. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next. Keep banging on your drum. See you next week.